The Osgood Files, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. If you build it, they will come, especially when it's at the top of a 26-story apartment building. More after this from David Harris of AJC. First, to describe what this project looks like. It looks like somebody was trying to bury a 26-story apartment building. And the reason that somebody might want to do this is that when you live in a place as crowded and polluted as Beijing, the idea of getting out into the idyllic Chinese countryside is an impossible dream. And so Professor Zhang Biqing, who owns a chain of acupuncture clinics, spent 6 years building a mountainside using trees and fake rocks on the roof of his 26th-floor apartment. And CBS correspondent Seth Doan was determined to meet him.
Mr. Zhang, are you home?
But all he found was an official notice pasted to the door.
It read that he must tear down the 8,600-square-foot illegal construction within 15 days.
And so Seth decided to go mountain climbing on his own.
We've climbed up the stairs from the 26th floor right below this mountainscape, and this is what we've found. Trees, tree stumps, and fake branches.
It appears that Professor Zhang was able to get away with this because of his strong political connections. But the noise, the power tools, and the fear that it might topple the building in an earthquake were finally too much, to the point that even in Beijing, where traditionally people don't like to make waves, the neighbors had had it.
We've always heard noises from upstairs, he told us. It was loud, indeed.
Reminding us of the old adage that is as true in China as it is at home. If you build it without a permit, they will come and make you take it down. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.